10, man, your thoughts in life matter. Express your passions. Express them. But understand that the world won't comprehend it like how you want it to at the time that you express it. My bad. Look, bro. Everybody expresses their opinion. But the thing is that everybody doesn't get hurt. Another thing is this, motherfuckers don't fucking respect you, bruh. They don't respect shit you say. They'll probably choose what they want to respect. Meaning they gonna choose to respect little pieces of what you say. And then at the end of the day, try to act like they was cool with you all together. Nah, my nigga, it don't work like that. You know, you gotta stay real from the beginning. Or if you ain't real from the beginning, at least be able to learn from your mistake. You know what I'm saying? So, basically, motherfuckers, learn how to express y'all opinions without feeling like y'all need to prove yourselves. You know what I'm saying? Because me, yeah, you feel like you need to be in defense mode. You know what I'm saying? When you got people misinterpreting what you're saying and misconcepting what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? Saying a whole nother meaning. Or if they're not saying another meaning, you trying to say something different about what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get somebody to look at my shit in a different way when I wanted to look like how I presented it to y'all. You know what I'm saying? I wanted y'all to look at my shit how I'm explaining it to you right now, not how somebody else is telling you. You know what I'm saying? Don't believe that shit. You know, I work hard, motherfucker. I'm making all these podcasts, my nigga. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? It's too much. Motherfuckers always gonna give their opinion on shit. Don't worry about it. Stay focused, motherfucker. Keep making podcasts, motherfucker. That's what I tell myself all the time. Keep making podcasts. You know what I'm saying? I don't need nobody else to tell me that because I'm already telling myself enough. You know what I'm saying? And there's like, well, there's not enough. Nah, my nigga, there is enough. You know what I'm saying? There is enough. You know what I'm saying? You tell yourself shit over and over, and then that shit gets stuck in your mind. Well, tell yourself a catchphrase that's convenient to you and what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm walking outside. But come up with your own catchphrase, bro. Like, Diesel the Inventor is going to start giving y'all homework. God damn it, man. Somebody riding in the fucking background. God damn it, bro. Loud ass engine. Boy, that's a Silverado. Hey, that bitch fire. I don't know shit about cars, bitch. Hey, I'm not driving right now. And I don't got no shame in my game, my nigga. I'm not ashamed of that, you know? I don't give a fuck. Niggas gonna criticize me and say whatever they got to say about what I'm doing. Like, whatever, bro. Like, I don't see how any of this make any sense. Why the fuck would you ever... Like, why would you ever say, okay, I'm about to be 18, right? Why the fuck would you say, I want to get a car first? Why? If you don't even know what you want to do with your life. That's what I'm saying. Like, motherfucker try to pressure you into driving and shit. Okay, ain't nothing wrong with driving. But my nigga, if I don't have nowhere to live, my nigga, I'm not finna drive. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what you got to say. I don't care what type of judgment you gonna come up with because you like to say these dumbass little phrases about me or whatever the fuck you saying about me, bruh. And I don't appreciate it. And that's why I just walk away and do what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? I don't got time for that shit. You got me fucked up. All the way fucked up. You think I'm finna put up with that bullshit? I'm not. Another thing is this. I'm independent, my nigga. I'm always be independent. You know what I'm saying? I'm self-sufficient. I'm self-reliant. Get off my dick. You know what I'm saying? For everybody that want to say whatever they got to say about me, you got to say your opinion. You got to say your opinion, your perspective, because that's all you could say. You could only say what you see because you don't know shit. You don't have any information on what I'm doing. So all you could do is give your opinion on what you see, meaning you could judge my shit. You could say a statement. And, you know what I'm trying to say, your viewpoint. You can state your viewpoint as well. Express your viewpoint. Express your viewpoint to the world, man. People need to know that shit. You know what I'm saying? But another thing is this. If you want people to respect you, you got to show respect as well. Because you can't just ask for respect. You're not going to just get respect, my nigga. That goes for me. That goes for everybody, my nigga. Because I'm humble. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't going to let nobody talk shit about me and say I'm something else. You know, unless you want to get called out. You know what I'm saying? Try me. Like, real shit. Like, because I ain't with that bullshit no more. Where it's like I got to try to explain myself to everybody because they don't understand what I'm doing. Fuck no, man. You got to look at shit like this, my nigga. The world is always going to judge what you do. But there's some people in this world that can't actually, you know what I'm saying, be self-sufficient. They need to rely on people. Or they need to rely on whatever the fuck they have, whatever little they have. Because just like homeless people, man, people judge the fuck out them. People judge the shit out them, bro. They express their judgment. They don't express their passions, my nigga. I mean, some people do. But just to help a homeless person out, like, hey, you know what I'm saying? But, like, some people just judge them. Like me, bro, I give homeless people money, you know, but that don't make you a good person because you give other people money and shit like that. Nah, you still got to make your own money. Another thing is this. Listen to the crazy shit that your parents say about you. I'm saying crazy because I'm being nice. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying the truth. You know what I'm saying? Saying that they crazy is sugarcoating. Is sugarcoating what the fuck actually happened to me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna never accept no viewpoint on me that's just straight up disrespectful. I don't give a fuck how mad, how prideful you are. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna get ridiculed and that's it. And if it's like, and if it's me, like dead ass, if motherfucker really trying to say that it's something wrong with me, because I already know there's nothing wrong with me, my nigga. Like, I'm not bothering nobody. Speaking my mind. You niggas speak your mind all the time. You just don't have the courage to, you know what I'm saying, actually sit down and see what the fuck you want to do with what you thinking about. You know what I'm saying? You motherfucker just be thinking about shit and be investigating. Stop investigating, my nigga. Stop trying to find proof. You know what I'm saying? There is no proof. There is nothing. I'm me, motherfucker. That's the proof. Another thing is this. Yeah, I'm me. And that's the proof. You know what I'm saying? That don't mean I gotta fucking show off or fucking demonstrate shit just to get a motherfucker to accept me. That shit is dead. You know what I'm saying? Usually, when a motherfucking kid rebel against their child, I mean, against their... What the fuck? Look what I'm saying, motherfucker. When a kid rebel against their parents, it's because many... It's numerous reasons, my nigga. Come on, man. Like, it could be disapproval. It could be no support. You know what I'm saying? Superficial kindness. You know what I'm saying? Superficial support, superficial love. We'll call it infatuation for right now. But motherfuckers like to call me arrogant because they like to label me. They got to say something. See, in your mind, you like, damn, I got to say something about this nigga. But your stupid ass keeps saying the same thing about me, though. You notice what I say changes. Why? Because I'm just saying the truth, my nigga. I don't have to remember what I said. You know what I'm saying? Now understand this. Yo, motherfucking, you matter, my nigga. Your opinion matter. Your point of view. Nigga, it's the same thing. But you know what I'm trying to say, my nigga. All that shit matters. You know? I had to deal with egocentrism, and I don't even know what that shit is yet, even though, I'm gonna tell you this though, like, it's been a lot of situations where I've been scapegoated, like, how you gonna single me out and say, this is why you got treated like this, you know what I'm saying, with a justification, you know what I'm saying, with some type of justification at the end, like, what the fuck type shit is that, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm expressing my opinion on the world, but I'm also expressing my opinion about my life, my nigga. Like, I don't give a fuck what you niggas gotta say about me, because you just gonna judge me for fucking saying how I feel, my nigga. And really, this is the reason why I don't say shit. And everybody wanna try to make everything cool, my nigga. Ain't shit cool, my nigga. Ain't shit cool. I don't throw sugar on shit. I don't do that shit. Niggas throwing sugar on the story. Don't sugarcoat shit, my nigga. Tell the truth. If you gonna say all that shit, at least tell the fucking truth. Own up to it, my nigga. Shut the fuck up with that shit. And you people like, damn, who you talking about? Bruh, my parents not fucking supportive, my nigga. They, oh, you wanna do podcasting? But you motherfuckers ain't even ask me what the fuck I'm doing. You niggas don't really care. That's the shit I'm talking about. But do you see me complaining like a motherfucker? Fuck no. Because they like to label you and call you spoiled. Motherfucker, how am I spoiled? How? When I was wearing the same clothes. How? You retarded ass, crackheaded ass motherfuckers. That's how you process shit through your fucking brain. Somebody is spoiled. But guess what? Let me tell you this. I'm going to tell you this right now. I don't give a fuck what you people got to say. Bitch, when I had to fucking do them chores, bitch, I did them. Shut the fuck up. I don't want his shit. When it was time to do them chores, bitch, I did it. So whatever the fuck you talking about, that shit lies. Another thing is this. When a motherfucker talk about me being respectful, that's a lie. Bitch, I am respectful, motherfucker. Yeah, I disrespect the motherfucker. It's called projected criticism. When your stupid ass get fucking criticized, you gonna fucking say projected criticism, you dick-sucking ass, lame-ass, prideful-ass people. That's prejudice as fuck. Got these preconceived-ass opinions about me, bruh. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, bruh. Like, nigga can't do nothing in his life without these motherfuckers assuming shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just aggravating, my nigga. Stop assuming shit in my life, my nigga. Yeah, I ain't tell you shit. I ain't open up to you. Okay, my nigga, get off my dick. For real, bruh. You talk to everybody else about shit that I do, but you don't know shit about me. You don't even know what I'm doing. You don't even know what I'm doing, bruh. I'm doing podcasting. That's it. You shouldn't have nothing else to say, because you ain't say shit. Niggas don't talk to me about this shit. Niggas don't talk to me about what I like. This ain't fucking, this isn't a relationship, my nigga. Come on, man. It's not, come on, man. It's not, come on. It's not real love. It's infatuation, my nigga. Niggas like, well, how is your family member? Shut the fuck up. Stop trying to make a nigga entitled to respecting somebody. Stop it, bruh. Nobody has to be entitled to respecting shit. That's called deflection, you weak ass people. You want to fucking deflect shit. I'm going to tell you something, bruh. Bruh, like, I done went through a lot, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? A lot. Like, a lot of fucking stress in my life, my nigga. Where it's like, damn, he stuck in a rut. He can't really do nothing. He wearing the same shit. You know what I'm saying? My nigga got scars on his face and shit like that. My nigga got pimples and shit like that. Now, understand this, my nigga. Understand this. And nigga used to have girlfriends and shit like that. Guess what? Them motherfuckers don't care about you. The motherfuckers left you, you know what I'm saying? Left you hanging, left you out here. And now, so it's not that I'm some nigga that's chasing after bitches. I don't chase after bitches, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it may, you know what I'm saying? If I miss a girl that I'm in love with, yeah, I'ma talk to her and yeah, I'ma try to hit her up. But when she don't want to talk to me, she don't want to talk to me no more, and she talk to another nigga, I'm good. I'm about to go talk to somebody else then. I'm not tripping, you know what I'm saying? I'm really not. Another thing is this, man. People be afraid to just say how they feel, my nigga. Just say how you feel, my nigga. The fuck? And the motherfucker keep understating me. You know what I'm saying? You keep saying all these low opinions about me, these low perspectives about me, because you don't believe in what I believe in. But let me tell you this. I always had respect for you, bro. Always. Motherfuckers lose their respect for me for their own reason. You know what I'm saying? But you think I give a fuck about that shit? Fuck no. Fuck no, man. I got bigger things to worry about. I got a better lifestyle, bruh. In my opinion, because I'm more considerate. I'm more open-minded. I value that shit. You know what I'm saying? And don't try to misinterpret or misconcept what I'm saying, you weak-ass fucks. I can say how I feel if I want to, you lame-ass motherfuckers. You niggas used to call me timid and fucking shy. Motherfucker, why? Because I ain't know how to express myself? That don't mean you get to label somebody and tell them all that shit, you weak-ass fuck. Weak-ass people, man. Nigga, you act like I had all the advantages that you had, you stupid-ass motherfuckers. It's what I hate about people, bruh. They so fucking stuck up, man. Like, you know all this shit. Well, then why you don't just help a nigga out? Shut the fuck up with all that other shit, my nigga. It's not advice if you criticizing somebody. It's not. Fuck. It's not supposed to make somebody feel like shit. And if you wasn't intending to do that shit, it doesn't matter what you were intending to do. Because that's what the fuck justification comes from. Like, oh, let me justify this to make it seem like it's acceptable. My nigga, that shit ain't acceptable, my nigga. And another thing is this. Everybody wanna fucking believe what a motherfucker say. They won't believe that they could change. No, you can't change that fast, my nigga. No, you can't. I can't even change that fast. If I'm upset about something, I'm not gonna change that fast. I'm not. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, bro. People just like the sound of themselves. You just like the sound of your name. I like the sound of my name, but do you see me? Do you see me overly cocky or some shit like that? Fuck no, bro. I like my name to a certain extent, my nigga. And I'm proud of that. You niggas got a problem with what I'm doing, bro. You got a problem with it. You just gonna be alone or you gonna have somebody else. I don't care, bro. It doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter, bruh. The point is that I got my point across and everybody understands it. If a nigga don't understand what I'm doing, you just don't understand it, my nigga. Like, I could try to break it down to you, but if you ain't trying to understand it, you won't understand it. And even if you try, my nigga, if you not trying hard enough, you won't understand it. It ain't no such thing as you don't understand what I'm saying, my nigga, or you don't get what I'm doing. And there ain't no such thing as I'm just doing this shit just to do it and just trying to get all this popularity. For what? For what, my nigga? So I can have all this influence and have a super inflated ego? Fuck no, I don't care about myself like that, nigga. I'm selfless. I don't give a fuck about my self-importance like that, nigga. Fuck out of here, man. Nigga, I make podcasts because I want to, my nigga. Look how much effort I put into this shit. A lot of fucking effort, my nigga, and more to come. Motherfuckers is gonna listen to my podcast when I die, nigga, and be like, damn, this nigga was creative as fuck. I know, my nigga, I'm very creative. But you gotta understand, people like to judge the fuck out you, bro. They love to sit on the pedestal and talk shit about you, bro. And talk about your decisions that you made in life. Notice how they so specific with it. Notice how they so specific. Notice how they can't shut their weak ass up. Notice how you can't shut the fuck up. Notice it. Notice how you always got something that's negative to say about a nigga. As soon as a nigga away from the negativity, niggas want to try to make everything negative again. You know what I'm saying? That's why you gotta learn how to make your own positivity. You know what I'm saying? I'm here trying to fucking help the world, bruh. I know I can't save the world, but I can fucking help the world, my nigga. And shit, let me tell you something, my nigga. When I became the fucking inventor, my nigga, it was the same day I dropped out. I told my mom that shit, nigga. Nah, this is crazy, my nigga. Like, it's crazy. Like, dropped out of school, told his mama, look, Ma, look, you know what I'm saying? I want to be an inventor, you know what I'm saying? I even told her, like, how to invent something, like, you know what I'm saying, prototype and shit like that, and a patent, you know what I'm saying? You need all that shit. I already know what you need to make one. I just need to make one. Okay, I don't know what the fuck that is. I'm walking outside. It's a sunny day, motherfucker. Shit, the wind is blowing, making it feel better. Shit, it's hot as fuck when you just walking in the sun, my nigga. But the shit, it feel good as fuck to sweat. Hey, that's why I walk in the sun, bro. Another thing is this, like, well, I forgot what I was talking about before, but shit, because I got carried away trying to describe the scene, stupid ass, sunny day. No clouds in the sky. Man, just like how I like it, man. It's peaceful over here, but the thing is, it's too peaceful. You know what I'm saying? It's too quiet. You know what I'm saying? But they got some nice ass houses around here. You know, I might as well just tell y'all where I'm at. Mountain House. Mountain House, California. Go live there. Sponsored by Diesel the Inventor. Yeah, go live in Mountain House. Sponsored by Diesel the Inventor. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully Mountain House be like, oh, I'm going to pay you for that shit. Because a lot of people started living there now. Yep. Hey, man. I done seen so many animals around here, my nigga. Jackrabbits. I saw a motherfucking raccoon. Man. Hey. They got a lot of shit around here, bro. Just pay attention, my nigga. Listen, my nigga. I'm also the type of nigga to watch Dragon Ball Z. You know what I'm saying? Bitches wanna try to clown a nigga for watching that shit, cause he be like, ah, or nigga be like Kaioken type shit. You know what I'm saying? You be like, what the fuck is going on? Why are you talking about DBZ? Bitch, you don't watch DBZ cause you don't like what they be saying on that bitch. You know what I'm saying? You don't like how nigga be like, ha, stupid ass, really be stupid. Bruh, I'm telling you, motherfuckers, the reasons why motherfuckers don't like anime is funny as hell. Like, you ever listen to why motherfuckers don't like that shit? Why you don't like anime, my nigga? Man, I'm not finna watch no motherfucking cartoon, my nigga. Yeah, man, listen. But everybody watched cartoons, bro. Everybody grew up watching cartoons, man. What you talking about, motherfucker? But me, I ain't gonna lie. You can say whatever you want, bitch. I used to always watch Family Guy, bitch. For real, shit. Shit, that's my shit, my nigga. Always watch Family Guy. You know what I'm saying? Until I got hooked on that American Dad. You know what I'm saying? Even though I don't watch that shit right now. I'm pretty superficial. Didn't I tell y'all motherfuckers I was superficial? All right then. And you know why a nigga wouldn't have confidence? It's because he doesn't know if he's certain or not. He doesn't know if he's certain or not. Now, what the fuck am I talking about when I say certain? Well, you know, if you don't know how to articulate yourself, how will you get people to understand you? There's different ways. But what if you didn't know? What if you didn't know a way? Lacking social skills. The ability to interact with others. You know what I'm saying? The skill to interact with others. Now let me tell you this. It's been hard for me to fucking interact with people, my nigga. Yeah. Why? Because I had anxiety. I wasn't fucking shy. That's self-criticism, you dumbass. Yeah, I was shy as a result of the anxiety. I'm not shy as a person. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, my nigga. I'm gonna tell you why I'm not shy as a person. Because I don't give a fuck what nobody got to say about me. I just got to worry about their judgment from me not giving a fuck from what they're saying to me. I have to worry about how a motherfucker reacts to me not giving a fuck. Because motherfuckers get upset because I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't give a shit, my nigga. Like, niggas gonna talk shit. I'm still minding my business, my nigga. You don't see me going out my way to do nothing, my nigga. Nothing to get all this publicity. You know what I'm saying? I'll be able to generate my own publicity. Niggas like, how you gonna generate that? You gonna see? You're gonna see, bro. I got a lot of surprises for you people. Dizzo's fucking tool set is on the way, man. You got me fucked up. It consists of three conventional items. They will be conventional. I'm working on them still. So that's why the motherfucking, it didn't drop or nothing like that. The series didn't drop. But just pay attention for that shit in the future. Motherfuckers gonna be like, damn it, why does Nick keep stuttering? Listen, my nigga. Some shit that happened to you, you can't control it. The best thing for you to do is learn from the situation and keep on moving. Don't let outside sources interfere with your determination. Dizzo the inventor is willful. Self-willed. People would call me a strong-willed kid. They would call me a strong-willed kid. They would say I'm stubborn, all that shit. Bro, I'm stubborn meaning I'm refusing to give up my opinion, meaning I'm refusing to fucking accept someone else's fucking perspective about me over me. That's exactly what I mean. Nothing else. That's what I fucking mean. You know what I'm saying? For the motherfuckers that like to misinterpret and misconcept and misunderstand. Because really, I'm misunderstood, my nigga. I'm judged for something that I'm not. Don't worry about it, though. If you could fucking understand me as a person, my nigga, you would understand I'm a good person. In my past, I did some crazy things, man. Some outrageous things. You know what I'm saying? I stole computers, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I stole a computer from the fucking school, my nigga. That's how fucking bad I was, my nigga. But, shit. And you know what I was doing with that shit? Me and my brother playing Minecraft, my nigga. We on that bitch playing Minecraft, my nigga. The fuck? Shit. But like, just pay attention to shit, bro. I pay attention to a lot of things. So when motherfuckers like to criticize you, which means they like to point out right from wrong and see what the fuck you doing wrong, but also trying to see what you doing right. Listen, bro. I know I'm wrong. Like, I know when I'm wrong. Like, I'm gonna tell y'all something that I did that was wrong. I hit a woman. I hit my mother. You know what I'm saying? I pushed her. I slapped her twice. I threw shit at her. Like, I threw a motherfucking light at her. What else I did? Like, bruh, I grabbed her weed. I threw that shit. I pushed her again. Like, I'm like, I don't care. I want to go to jail type shit. Like, that, like, me explaining this shit to you right now, nigga, I said that I wanted to go to jail. I told the police officer, excuse me saying dude, I'm dude, motherfucker. I'm a dude, motherfucker. All right, look. Because I had a conversation with the police officer as well, you know what I'm saying, about the incident. Listen, he gave me a lot of advice and knowledge, man. You know what I'm saying? I learned a lot from that guy. But let me tell you something, yeah, man, motherfuckers gonna go crazy when you hear this shit. Like, damn, that's crazy. But, like, I watch other people and, like, their experiences from, like, when they hit women and shit like that. And I get it. I see, like, the type of people they are afterwards. Like, I see how they learn from their mistakes. But I learn from my mistakes differently. You know what I'm saying? Although it may seem like from other people's perspectives, like, it may seem like, damn, why would you do that? And I would never do that. But it's like, you keep saying what you would have never did, but you don't even know what happened. You don't even know what caused me to feel like that. You don't even know why I felt like that. That's some prejudice-ass shit. It's preconceived opinions. A preconceived point of view. I'm defending myself right now because I'm tired of motherfuckers trying to slander me. Another thing is this. I feel like I deserve to give my perspective on my life, on my job, shit, on everything, my nigga. So, you can learn from me, bruh. You can learn from me. You can learn about me. You can know about me. You can know what happened to me. You can know what caused me to do what I do. You can know what influenced me to do what I do. You know what I'm saying? Even though that's what caused me. Influence is a different word. It's a different meaning. That's the point of me saying it. So pay attention. Like, these big ass words that I'm using, yeah, I may be superficial sometimes. Meaning, yeah, because I usually know how to use the word. You know what I'm saying? I usually master knowing how to use the word. You know what I'm saying? Meaning, I could look at the definition and already know how to use the word based off of experience. A past situation relates to the word. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers like, well, what does that mean? I don't understand what you're not understanding. Like, when you describe something that happened, what do you do? You use adjectives, my nigga. You use motherfucking adjectives in your sentence to describe something. There you go. That's my explanation. All right. Listen, man. Everybody that's listening to my podcast, don't hate me for hitting my mom, bro. Really, bro, I had mental problems before this shit. And I had problems before with my family before this shit. You know what I'm saying? And I've been like, come on, man. Like, the last thing I need is for a group of motherfuckers to feel some type of way about me that's not true. Now, how would you feel some type of way about somebody that's not true? Okay, I can understand you giving me constructive criticism on what happened or like how you feel about it happening. I could understand that. I could understand you criticizing me, but will I allow that? No, because you don't understand it. You still don't understand the situation because you wasn't present when the situation went on. You know, that same day all that shit happened, I'm going to tell y'all the rest of the story. That same day all that shit happened, guess what happened? My finger was bleeding, so, you know, the dude gave me a napkin or something to wrap my hand around. I don't know why the fuck I keep saying dude. Police officer gave me something to wrap my hand around with because my hand was my pinky was bleeding. So, you know, I had a napkin. And we sat in the motherfucking car and we was talking and we rode to the hospital, you know, and shit, I went to go get checked up. You know, I was nervous as hell when I went to the motherfucking hospital. My nigga, I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't have no fucking reason to lie. You know, I was nervous. I was already fucking nervous when I was in the motherfucking car, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas don't fucking know shit. Niggas so quick to judge you and say all this shit. That's what I'm saying. Niggas just wanna. It's crazy, bro. Some people are just spiteful, my nigga. But don't worry about that shit. Like, we learn from shit. That was a learning experience, my nigga. I learned from that. As long as I learned from that shit and I learned how to make better decisions, bro, I'm good, my nigga. But it's already hard to admit that because of the guilt, my nigga. The guilt trips. the guilt trips. You know what I'm trying to say? Nah, why would you feel guilty? Because people have a logical reason to say that I'm guilty. People could literally use my past against me. I'm vulnerable. Now, everybody is vulnerable sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we was brought into this world vulnerable. Because we was. Everybody was. My opinion is powerful. I would never, ever, ever accept ridicule. If I do accept ridicule, like, that's only because I don't give a fuck about what I'm talking about. But nigga, if I'm trying to get my point across, my nigga, you best believe, motherfucker, I'm gonna get my point across. You know? Another thing is this. For people out here, man, for the people out here that are prejudiced against how other people live their lives, like, bruh, that's not your business, bruh. You know what I'm saying? Like, just be happy with your life. You know? Like, we understand. You can actually, this is what I'm gonna tell you. This is why people actually give their opinions. This is why people actually give their opinions. Because they can. You know? You can say your perspective. You can say your point of view because you can. Because you can. Meaning, there's nothing wrong with you saying how you feel about any situation. The thing is, why say how you feel about a situation you know nothing about? Or you know something about it, you just don't have enough information to know to fully understand it. You know what I'm saying? To fully grasp what a nigga is saying. That nigga's like, damn. I never knew this nigga had all this vocabulary. I mean, I never knew this motherfucker vocabulary could be this awesome. I'm gonna tell you this. It's not that awesome, because I'm superficial. But I'm gonna tell you this. It is awesome. Why? Because I know how to fucking use the word correctly. You know what I'm saying? And if I did make any mistakes, like, of course I would learn from them. But, you know, it's just like, all right, it's just like playing basketball, my nigga. Like, when you shoot the fucking shot, do you just shoot the shot? Do you just shoot your shot? Do you just put your fucking form up and shoot the shot? Or you shoot that motherfucker and you see where you wrong at? So that the next time you shoot way better than before. Not saying you're gonna be fucking perfect, but shit, you gonna fucking make that motherfucker. You have a better chance of making it, what I'm trying to tell you. You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you right now, like, bruh, as long as you, like, this is something that will give you confidence right here. Learning how to calculate your own mistakes and improvise. That could be a podcast. Learning how to calculate your own mistakes and improvise. Now, what does that mean? What does it mean to improvise? Learn from the situation. Learn from the situation, people. People use disrespect as a way to attack you. Or a way to defend themselves. You have to understand that you don't have to defend yourself all the time. Sometimes you don't even have to defend yourself at all. You know? Just let shit be and let things work on their own. Work out on their own. Because it's like, bruh, you can't control everything. You know? I like changes. You know what I'm saying? I'm flexible. You know? I'm punctual a little bit. Shit. But I do take care of other people, bruh. I do make sure the people that I care about is straight. You know what I'm saying? I do, you know what I'm saying? For real. Like, I do support motherfuckers to the top. Motherfuckers say it to the top. Well, shit. You know what I'm trying to say, motherfucker. I support motherfuckers to the fullest. You know what I'm saying? But that doesn't mean that betrayal isn't real. That doesn't mean that lying isn't real. That doesn't mean that deception isn't real. That don't mean none of that shit is real. Skeptical, prejudice, judgment, preconceived. Yeah, but the thing is this. This is what I'm about to tell you right here. It's okay for me to be prejudiced right now. I'm going to tell you why. Because other people were prejudiced to me. Yep, that would be my reason. You know what I'm saying? Because motherfuckers was prejudiced towards me. And I didn't get, and literally, there's no reason for you to feel like that. So, sometimes you have to let people understand how it feels to do some shit. The same shit that they doing to you, let them know how that shit feels. You know what I'm saying? Now, I already experienced all that shit. You So I'm good, you know what I'm saying? I don't need no more experiences of that shit. All I'm gonna say is this, and I'm about to end this fucking podcast, a 40-minute podcast. Listen, learn how to just express yourself without worrying about what other people got to say, bro. But that's all right. It's all right, my nigga, because you know what, my nigga? If you watch Dizzo's podcast, you'll learn a lot. And you'll laugh a lot. You know what I'm saying? Nah, motherfuckers are like, why would you laugh a lot? It's entertaining, bro. It's entertainment. But it's also going to give you knowledge. People will be dying to meet me. I will be like, just come to my house. Just come to my fucking house. We gonna chop it up. I might have some marijuana. You know what I'm saying? Cannabis, weed. You know what I'm talking about. If I have to use a couple of synonyms. Shit. I know how to interact with others, man. You know what I'm saying? It's the difference from being shy and having hella fucking anxiety. Niggas like, well, how do you have hella anxiety? Bruh, there's something called social anxiety. You know what I'm saying? There's something called social anxiety. There's something called depression. Clinical depression. Constantly feeling sad. Sometimes you don't even have an explanation. You know what I'm saying? You just be feeling sad. A lot of people don't believe in mental illness, but they asses be ignorant as fuck. Cause you don't have, cause let me tell you why you're ignorant and you also superficial. Because you don't know much about what you're talking about. And then even if you did research, you have to research for the right reason. You can't just be out here researching just to prove a point. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's easy. Anybody could do that. And what I'm doing right now, anybody could do as well. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to understand. But it's the way that I do it. Everybody can't do it like that. Now, you can do what I'm doing. That's a fact. You can do what I'm doing. You can podcast and you can say how you feel about life and shit like that. But you can't do it like how I do it. And really, bro, like, just don't mimic what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Don't copy me. Alright? Unless you have my consent to use whatever the fuck I established. Damn, look at the sprinklers in them up. Man, I want some sprinklers in my yard. Fuck that shit. Get some motherfucking sprinklers. Shit. What if we put like a... You ever thought of putting like a fucking rose bush in your fucking in your front lawn? A rose bush with real thorns and shit like that? Let me shut the fuck up. I'm talking, all right, you ever saw Passion of Christ? I know I don't believe in God. Look, check this out. Saw the burning bush. You know what I'm saying? Imagine some shit like that, but with like roses on it. Now, another thing, imagine this. You had like a dog or a cat or something like that, and you had like a yard where it was in. Yeah, it's in your front yard, but like you had them motherfuckers running around that shit. And them motherfuckers get stuck by the thorn. That shit would be crazy. Oh, fuck, motherfucker be bleeding out and shit. But you know what I do? I come to the rescue, motherfucker. Shit. But nah, bro, don't create no scenarios like that. That shit. Nah. I just came up with something off the top of my head, my nigga. Bruh, would you get a rose bush in your yard? In your yard. Let me know. Would you get a fucking rose bush in your yard? I'm just saying. What type of garden do you want? You know what I'm saying? I don't fucking know what type of garden I want right now. Shit, I don't even know what I want right now. I don't even know what kind of house I want right now. But shit, just know, motherfucker, I'm gonna get a house, my nigga. Trust me. Alright, people, I'm about to go. Listen to this podcast. And don't judge me, motherfucker. Alright? laugh your ass off, learn some shit. Take notes, my nigga. Take notes on some shit that you want to... Take notes on the shit that you don't understand or the shit that you want to know. Now, what I mean by take notes on some shit... Like, take notes on what I'm saying, my nigga. Write down what I'm saying. Like, in your own way. But don't fucking be trying to use my information against me or some shit like that. Use it for yourself to help yourself, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? What I mean by, like, using it against me is don't try to prove me wrong or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Try to see how it can... How it could fucking be accessible to your life. You know what I'm saying? All right, man, I'm about to go. Damn it, bro, this shit was 45 minutes. Shit, I'm going to tell y'all this, though. While I was making this shit, I was just walking and talking. You know what I'm saying? I'm walking around the whole fucking community, my nigga. Like, ain't nothing. It ain't nothing to walk outside, my nigga. It's really not. Motherfucker be trying to say I don't go outside. That's a lie. That's what I'm saying. Don't tell me I don't go outside when I do go outside and I sweat my ass off. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Another thing is this. Niggas not finna watch everything I'm doing and then try to tell me that that's what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Nah, my nigga. I'm telling you the truth. I don't have no reason to lie. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, I do go outside. It's just offensive when you hear other people say some negative shit about you. But they want you to respect them at the same time. It's just so... It's hypocritical, bro. I don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? But shit, it is what it is. You know? Keep on doing what you gotta do. Be happy. Shit. Just don't interfere with other people's lives, bro. You know what I'm saying? Allow people to be happy. Respect people, bro. It ain't hard to respect somebody, bro. It's really not. It's really not. All right, man. I'm about to go. Pay attention to this podcast. And, shit. Your thoughts on the world do matter, bro. They do. People should always express their passions. You know what I'm saying? Your thoughts on life do matter. Express your passions. Express them. But you, if you don't know what passion means, my nigga, go look that shit up on the wiki dictionary or some shit like that. The wiki dictionary. I call it the wiki dictionary. Just go look it up on the wiki dictionary. Type in wiki dictionary. Look up what passion means. Now, any strong emotion, whatever the fuck. Towards. See, I have to break it down for the people that don't know shit about passion. Because how you passionate in something, but you don't even know what the fuck passion mean? How you passionate in something, but you don't even know what passionate mean? You know what I'm saying? Or you don't know what passion mean? Listen. So I'm going to say right here. Any strong emotion, whatever the fuck it is, towards whatever you love, whatever you care about, whatever you're going to spend your time doing that's an occupation or job that you actually care about. I'm referring to occupations and jobs, but it could also be an activity or a task or anything else. You know what I'm saying? This, my podcast, bro, is straight up motivational, bro. I know I be stuttering like a motherfucker, but that's all a part of the expedition, my nigga. You think I give a fuck about what you niggas saying about me? Nope. Why you think I'm still making these bitches? You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm talking about by bitches, motherfucker. Podcast. Shut the fuck up. Shit, man. Listen to my podcast to learn something. You listen to it to judge it and make fun of it. You ain't gonna learn shit. And oh yeah, in the future, bro, I'm thinking about putting my podcast on cassette tapes. On cassette tapes. Niggas gonna be like, well, that's kind of played out. Nigga, I don't give a fuck. That's old school, my nigga. That's that classical shit. You know what I'm saying? You want your shit to be, you want your shit to be like that. You want your shit to be different, period, my nigga. People gonna listen to what I gotta say. They're gonna listen to what I gotta say. And you might not like what I gotta say. I don't like a lot of things that people say to me. But I'm smart enough to listen and not get upset about it immediately. Now, okay, I will get irritated. I will get irritated. But understand that I am not quick. I am not going to just get angry. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get aggravated first. God damn it, motherfuckers is cutting the grass. All right, look, I'm about to end this motherfucker, but shit. What the fuck was I just saying? I don't even fucking know, my nigga. Listen, I'm determined as a motherfucker. I'm a determined ass nigga. This is just how I think. When niggas say all that shit about me, like, oh, he dropped out and all that shit, and you say all that shit about my past, you know what I'm thinking about? My future. You know what I'm saying? You keep worrying about my past, you keep saying shit about my past, well, I'm saying shit about my future. You know what I'm saying? And that's the shit that really just, it hurt me as a person, bro, because that's some counterproductive ass shit. We got people that's thinking about the past and talking about the past. And you got people that's talking about the future. I'm talking about in general, bro. I'm talking about in general. Nah, you want me to talk about the situation? Nah, bro. Fuck no, I'm good. Shit, I gotta end this motherfucking podcast. But shit, damn, that bitch almost an hour. I will make another podcast that's like an hour. I just want y'all to understand me, bro. You know what I'm saying? A nigga that's different. And yeah, I used to wear the same clothes and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Live in a dirty ass house because nobody really that responsible. Nobody's really responsible, you know? It's not like I'm criticizing nobody. I'm just telling the truth. Motherfuckers will criticize you for telling the truth because they hiding something. Because they lying about something. They too busy telling false statements. Shit ain't even real, my nigga. Learn how to speak shit that's true. That way, you get your clarification naturally. How do you get clarification naturally? Bro, learn how to articulate yourself. Don't be full of yourself. I ain't full of myself, my nigga. I just know when to tell when people are respecting you or not. And when people care about you for real or not. You'll understand what I'm saying. Once you learn how to be selfless and you master self-respect and respect for others, well, you can't really master it. You just get experienced in respecting people and all that shit, and that's what helps you get better. Without further ado, man, I'm about to go, but shit, just watch my podcast, motherfucker. Stay tuned for more shit, man. For real. Your thoughts in life matter. Express your passions. For real. Express your motherfucking passions. Your thoughts in life matter. Express your passions.